Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by D.H. Clark and Deborah Chandler, both doctors in their respective professions, and today talking about a big event coming at Northminster Church. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Let me start with you, Dr. Chandler. You've got a big musical event coming. Tell folks what's going to be happening.
Well, this Sunday at 4 p.m., the Northminster Church with guest, and the guest singers are from the Bayou Masterworks Chorale. There's about 10 of them joining us. We'll be presenting John Rutter, British composer, his Requiem Mass. And we will be accompanied by a chamber orchestra plus organ, and Dr. Clark is our organist.
I want to ask something to Dr. Clark. As an organist, tell me about John Rutter. What should I know about John Rutter?
John Rutter did most of his compositions in the late part of the 20th century, although he's still composing. But he produced some of the finest church music, which is what I'm most familiar with. Dr. Chandler can tell us about some of the other areas in which he's also excelled in composition. But he has this masterful ability to produce these lush, gorgeous harmonies that fit in with some really some of the prettiest melodies you've ever heard in your life.
And a lot of people would know him from Christmas music?
Absolutely. He has produced a body of work that most people feel is unsurpassed in that particular era of composition. He has written, arranged a lot of the familiar Christmas carols, as well as created many of his own new melodies and Christmas songs.
I want to ask you, Dr. Chandler, for the folks that don't know, let's start here. It's a Requiem Mass. What is a Requiem Mass all about?
Well, most people are familiar with the term Mass because it's a fixed text service of the Catholic Church, and it goes back centuries and centuries and then some. And by fixed text, I mean many people have written Mass, you know, hundreds and hundreds of composers, and the text stays the same. A Requiem Mass is a Mass for the dead, and this one is a Requiem Mass, but it's a little different because there are other components, kind of like Brahms did. They set in other text. They kind of get lenient with going away from the fixed text some. And John Rutter has done that. Beautiful piece that he wrote in 1976 called The Lord is My Shepherd. And it was put into the Mass by John, of course, but it was sung probably more than just about any church octavo around, but it's a gorgeous piece. But a Requiem Mass is a Mass for the dead. We made sure that we got this event, this concert, presented before Easter, because you don't sing a Requiem Mass before Easter. You either sing it before, during Lent, the best time, or Holy Week. So we have Palm Sunday coming up in 2 weeks, so we snuck it in right in the nick of time.
We're speaking today with the folks from Northminster, and this is coming up on Sunday the 15th, 4 p.m. You can find out more at northmin.org. You had a chance to work with Rutter. You went on an excursion with Rutter, right?
I have had the pleasure to work with John Rutter many times. He was our resident composer at the church I served in Tallahassee, Florida, years ago, back in the 80s. And he had just written this work when he came to Faith Presbyterian in Tallahassee. He wrote this in 1985. So we sang a movement from the Requiem, and he conducted our service that Sunday and a special concert. And then I got to take a group of folks from Monroe area and other places over to London to work with him summer before last, and we performed his Mass for the children. We went to Bath, England, and performed that with full orchestra, and that was really a treat.
I want to ask you, D.H., you're playing organ on this. I know, you know, on a regular Sunday, you're playing organ. You're kind of driving the bus back there, playing the organ, keeping everybody together. Does it change when you bring in all these other musicians? You're bringing in a live band, a chamber orchestra.
A live band.
How does this work with a chamber orchestra?
Well, again, because of largely because of the mastery of Rutter's compositions, the organ becomes a part of the ensemble. Now, it can be performed with organ only, and has been many, many times. In fact, I believe the time it was premiered in Monroe was at First Presbyterian Church under Dr. Bergen, John Bergen, and his wife masterfully accompanied the choir with the organ alone. But in blending in, then the organ becomes a part of the ensemble, so the notes change somewhat, so that because certain solo instruments, such as the oboe, will take over, and the cello and other instruments will take over some of the solo lines.
You mentioned the magic word solo, which reminds me to tell folks that you've got a special soloist going to join in.
Yes, we have one of the finest soprano soloist I've Absolutely. Ever had the pleasure to work with. She was my student for years, and she's back finishing her degree in vocal performance, Morgan Meyer. And she is, it's just one of those gifts that God said, I'm going to bless you with an incredible voice, and that she has, and she's our soprano soloist.
This is all coming up on Sunday the 15th.
Yes, it's coming Sunday.
4 p.m. Do I need a ticket to attend, or is it a free event?
Do not need a ticket. This is our gift to the community. We do the Messiah Christmas portion in December as a gift to the community, and so this as well. And we did it at 4, so other church members hopefully will be able to come and hear.
We got about 30 seconds left, so while I've got you, I want to ask, what's coming up for you guys?
Oh, goodness. We have a special event. We're not going to crack that egg open right yet, but it's on April the 12th. And I'll just give one name that you'll want to look up, or if you don't already know so well. It's artist Don Cinconi, and he'll be at our church on April the 12th. And that's all I'm going to say, but it'll be a big performance with a couple of guest choirs plus the Northminster Choir, and he'll have his artwork.
D.H. Clark, Dr. D.H. Clark, Dr. Deborah Chandler with us today from Northminster. Again, northmen.org. Find out more about the concert event. It is a Requiem Mass from John Rutter. And again, the 15th, this Sunday at 4 p.m. Find out more about this and other events. Visit our website. You can look for us at kedm.org.